بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
Page 119, doubt of the prayer. The doubt, what is meant here is if somebody at time of the prayer has doubts about rak'ats of the prayer or about some actions of the prayer, so what he should do. If he's at ruku' and he has doubt that whether he has recited surah or not. If he is in sujood and he has doubt whether he has done ruku' properly or not. If he finished the prayer and he has doubt about his prayer. If the time of the prayer passed and he has doubt whether he prayed or not. And so on. Or he might have doubt at rak'at, whether it is first rak'at or second one, whether it is second or third or fourth, and so on. Generally speaking, there are three types of doubt, three main categories of doubt. One type are doubts which will invalidate the prayer. Doubts which will invalidate the prayer. And they are 8 in number. And there are doubts that you should not care about them. You just ignore them. And they are 6 in number. And the third category, there are doubts where these doubts are correct and there is a solution for them. And they are 9 in number. So the total number of doubts is 23 types. The first type, the doubt which will invalidate the prayer. It will invalidate the prayer. But whenever you got such doubts, your prayer is batil. This first is doubt in rak'ats of a prayer of 2 rak'ats, like morning prayer or prayer of a passenger, qasr. This will invalidate the prayer. So in morning prayer, if you have any doubt that it is first or second rak'at, not in qira'at or ruku' or sujood, doubt in rak'at, the prayer is invalid, batil. You have to think why. If you think it is second, it is okay. Otherwise, if your doubt remains, then you have to invalidate the prayer. You break it and start praying again. Whether morning prayer or it is qasr prayer of a passenger. But doubt in mustahab prayer or in 2 rak'at of ihtiyat prayer, that will not invalidate the prayer. Second, doubt in rak'at of a prayer of 3 rak'at, maghrib prayer. Again, if you have doubt between first and second or second and third, in maghrib prayer, the prayer is invalid. Third, in a prayer of 4 rak'at, if you have doubt between 1 rak'at and more, that you have doubt this is first rak'at or second one, or it is first or third one, first or fourth one, so any type of doubt between first and other rak'at will invalidate the prayer. Four, in a prayer of 4 rak'ats, before completion of the second sujdah, he got a doubt whether it is second rak'at or more. That is before completion of the second system. Then we'll invalidate the prayer. Five, doubt between two rak'at and five rak'at, or between two and more than five. Sometimes he don't know whether it is second rak'at or no, he has done more than necessary, instead of four, it is the fifth rak'at. So here, doubt will invalidate the prayer. Six, doubt between the three and six, or three and more than six rak'at. Again, that will invalidate the prayer. Seven, if he has doubt about rak'at, that he don't know in which rak'at he is. He don't know if it's first, second, third, fourth, I mean he's not sure which rak'at it is, then his prayer is invalid. Eight, doubt between four and six, or four and more than six. Sixth one? No, six between three and six. Eight is between four and six. Or four and more than six. Now, if somebody goes out like these doubts, he has to wait a while and think. If he got definite yaqeen that it is second rak'at, for example, then he work accordingly and his prayer is all right. If he think that it might be one of the two which might be correct, then he will work according to his possibility, one. But if doubt remains, then he can break the prayer because the prayer is invalid and start praying again. So these are the doubts which will invalidate the prayer. Now we come to the second category, the doubts that you should not care for them or to be ignored. Well, be ignored. And this doubt has no value, that is why it should be ignored. These are six types of doubts. First, doubt about something in which you have passed its place. Doubt about something which has already passed away. Like you are in ruku' and you have doubt about qira'at. Qira'at, the place of qira'at has finished, now you are in ruku'. So this doubt has no value. Or you are in sujood and you have doubt about your ruku'. Now the place of ruku' has finished. So this doubt has no value. Secondly, doubt after salam of the prayer, when you complete your salam and complete your prayer. Now if you have doubt whether your prayer was right or wrong, whether you prayed three rak'ahs or four rak'ahs, this doubt has no value because you have completed the prayer and finished. Third, doubt after second is doubt after salam. Third is doubt after passing away the time of the prayer. Now if you are at Maghrib and you have doubt whether Dhuhr and Asr prayer was prayed or not, Now the time for Dhuhr and Asr has passed. So this doubt has no value. You say, inshallah, I have prayed and finished. You are in the morning and you have doubt at noon, and you have doubt whether morning prayer was prayed or not. Now the time for morning prayer has passed away. So this doubt has no value. You say, inshallah, I have prayed. For doubts of one who is obsessive, continuously doubtful. If somebody has always doubt and he has a sort of obsession, so such a person should not care for his doubt. He should decide whatever is right. Five, in jama'at prayer, doubts between imam and ma'mum. They will follow each other and their doubt has no value. Now if the imam doesn't know if it's third or fourth rak'at, is it fourth rak'at that he should stand, sit for tashahud and salam, or third rak'at he should stand for fourth rak'at? So if the ma'mum inform him by any way, either he recites tashahud or he stands, say, bihawlillahi wa quwwati, means he is telling imam that it is fourth, not third. So the imam will follow idea of the ma'mum. And reverse, if somebody is praying jama'at and he forgets which number is he, then he will follow the imam. So in jama'at prayer, imam and ma'mum, they will follow each other if they have doubt. And their doubt has no value. Sixth, doubt in a mustahab prayer. In a mustahab prayer, in nafilah, you don't know first or second rak'at, you can say it is first one and bring the second, or say the second one and complete your prayer. So doubt has no value. The third category, there are nine types of doubts where there is a solution for them. Now let us read the book, issue 303. If after the prayer time is over, one doubts whether one has recited the prayer or not, one ignores it and assumes the prayer to have been performed. And if one has this doubt before the time is over, one must perform the prayer. You say one of the doubts which has no value is after passing the time for the prayer. Now if somebody in Asr time and he has a doubt whether he has prayed Dhuhr and Asr or not, still the time is there, he has to pray because he has to be sure that he has done his duty. But if the time passed and he is at time at night, he has doubt that whether I prayed, not yaqeen, if he is sure 100%, he did not offer his prayer, then he should offer qaza of Dhuhr and Asr. But if he's sure he has offered his prayer, then he has offered it. But if he has doubts, he don't know, well, I don't remember whether I prayed or not. I went to the mosque, but whether I prayed or I did not pray. I was very busy, but I was at home. I don't know whether I prayed at home or I did not pray. So he cannot make up his mind. So in this case, his doubt remains, but because the time has passed, and it is not the time of a duty, he says then, I should not care for this doubt, and inshallah I have already prayed and finished. He will not care for this doubt. Issue 304, if during the Asr prayer one doubts whether one has performed the Dhuhr prayer or not, if it is during the special time of Asr, we say the special time of Asr is the last 3-4 minutes, which only time for Asr is sufficient. So one assumes that the Dhuhr prayer has been performed. And if it is during the common time between Dhuhr and Asr, then one completes that prayer with the niyat of Dhuhr and performs the Asr prayer afterwards. So here, since the time is still there, then if he has doubt, then he has to pray Dhuhr and Asr prayer. unless the time of a four asbaat, as we said, they last 3-4 minutes, which is sufficient only for 4 rak'ats of asr, is only for asr. If at that last moment he dhuhr, then he say inshallah dhuhr prayed, but then it is the time for asr, and asr has to be prayed, he has to pray asr only. Otherwise, if 10-15 minutes before sunset, or 1 hour, 2 hours before sunset, he has a doubt, when he don't know whether at midday I offered my prayer, dhuhr and asr prayer or not, then he has to offer his dhuhr and asr prayer, one after the other. Issue 305. If during the prayer one doubts whether one has performed one of the parts and has not yet begun the following part, then the part in doubt must be performed. For example, I am still standing in surah and I have doubt whether I have recited hamd or not. Because I am still on time, then I recite hamd and then surah. Or one is in qunut and then he has doubt whether he recited hamd and surah or he has not recited hamd and surah. Because he is still in that place, then he has to recite hamd and surah, then go to ruku. But if he passes the place, if he goes to ruku and has doubt, that doubt has no value. For example, if before commencing the recitation of the second surah, one doubts whether one has recited Surah Hamd or not, Surah Hamd must be recited. Yes. So before surah, if one doubts about Hamd, because it's still in that place, he has to recite Hamd. Issue 306. If one doubts about whether one has performed one of the parts of the prayer or not after commencing the following part, the doubt must be disregarded. We say the doubt after passing that place of the prayer is to be ignored, disregarded. For example, if after commencing to recite the second surah, one has the doubt whether or not one has recited Surah Hamd, this doubt must be disregarded. And even if one doubts about an ayah, verse of the surah, after beginning the recitation of the following ayah, or one doubts about the beginning of the ayah, when one has commenced reciting the end of the ayah, one ignores the doubt. See, if before starting Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, one doubts whether Surah Hamd was recited or not, then he has not entered into another part. So he should read Surah Hamd. But if he started Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, at the middle of Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad or Inna Anzalna, he doubts whether he recited Surah Hamd, because the place of Surah Hamd has been passed, so he don't need to recite Surah Hamd. Or if he is in Qunut and he has doubt about Hamd and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad together, then he has to recite them. If not, then he nothing for him. Or sometimes when he says غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, still he has not finished Hamd and he has doubt whether he said إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, or he forget this ayah. Well, again, because the place of that ayah has passed, then no need to care for it and has to ignore it, and so on. So any place, if you are on the second place, if you have doubt about something which has passed previously, you should ignore it, unless you are still in that place. Issue 307. If after beginning the following part, one doubts whether or not one of the things of the previous parts, like ruku', sujood, qira'at, or dhikr of ruku' and sujood was performed correctly, according to correctness, one ignores the doubt and the prayer is sahih. So So now if somebody, he is at sujood and he has doubt about ruku', whether ruku' was performed correctly or not, or whether dhikr of ruku' was pronounced rightly or not, or whether he has stand properly and waited for a while or not, whether he was in stability or not, because he has passed the place, he is in sujood, the place of ruku' has passed, so here he has to ignore it. So these are the types of doubts which to be ignored. We come doubts about the number of rak'ats. Here issue 308, the doubts which cause the prayer to be batil are 8. First, doubt about the number of rak'ats performed in a prayer of 2 rak'ats, like the Fajr prayer and the Dhuhr, Asr and Isha prayer of a traveler. Any wajib prayer of 2 rak'at, if there is doubt, it will invalidate the prayer. Second, such a doubt in a 3 rak'at prayer, Maghrib, again will invalidate the prayer. Third, doubt between whether one has completed or is performing the first rak'at or more. Any doubt between first and more will invalidate the prayer. Fourth, doubt between 2 or more rak'ats before completing the second sajda of a rak'at. I mean this completion of second sajda, mean before dhikr of the second sajda. If he has gone for sujood and has not completed Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih, for example, or has not yet said Subhanallah, 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 and he got doubt whether this is second rak'at or third rak'at, then if, well, naturally he has to think a while, and if he think that most probably it is second, then he will work accordingly. If he think it is third, he will work accordingly. But if his doubt remains, that doubt will invalidate the prayer. But if his doubt after completion of the second rak'at, completion of the dhikr of the second rak'at, then it has solution which will come. Fifth, doubt between 2 and 5 or more rak'ats. Sixth, doubt between 3 and 6 or more rak'ats. Seventh, doubt between 4 and 6 or more rak'ats. Eighth, doubt between all the rak'ats, so that the person has no idea as to how many rak'ats he has. Therefore, sometimes one is so confused, he doesn't know which rak'at, first, second, third, fourth. Naturally, that will invalidate the prayer.
So when you talk about the prayer,
in fifth, whether he has made more than wajib. Wajib is 4, but maybe he has done more. He made 5 and now he is going for 6. He has doubts. Maybe he made more 5 and now he is going to stand for 6. Or he has already stand up for to bring 6 and then he remembers that probably he has done more than necessary. Now issue 309, the doubts that occur during 4 rak'at prayers and which are valid are 9 types. These doubts are valid and has a solution. First, a doubt between whether one has completed 2 or 3 rak'ats which occur after the completion of both sajdas, in which case one must assume that 3 has been performed the 4th rak'at, and after the salam perform 1 rak'at standing or 2 sitting of a prayer of ihtiyat, details of which will be given in the following section. And the essential ihtiyat is that one rak'at standing is performed, not two rak'at sitting. So now if somebody in prayer of four rak'at, not in Maghrib prayer, he has completed the zikr of the second sujood. He says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih. And before raising his head, or after raising his head while sitting, he got doubt whether it was second rak'at or third rak'at. Now if he has doubt, he will think for a while, let us say 5-6 seconds. If his doubt is changed into possibility that, or probability, most probably it is third, then he will decide as if it is third, and he will bring the fourth rak'at, and his prayer is alright. If he thinks that most probably it is the second rak'at, then he will do tashahud and stand for third and fourth rak'at, and his prayer is alright. But if after thinking for a while, still he cannot make up his mind, and still he has doubt, he don't know, is it second or third? The general rule is to say practically that it is the highest number, third, between two and three. He said, well, if he has still doubt, then he says it is the third. Then he stands for the fourth rak'at, and when he completes salam, before he turning his face or doing anything which invalidates the prayer, he stand up and make one rak'at of ihtiyat standing, or two rak'at sitting. But for ihtiyat, it's better to make one rak'at standing. So,
between two and three, he says between the three and at the end of the prayer, one rak'at ihtiyat standing.
I mean, to understand him, you can imagine, when he said it is a three, if it was really three, then if the prayer was alright, one rak'at ihtiyat was extra. And if it was two, naturally here there is shortage of one rak'at. So he makes one rak'at ihtiyat to complete the shortage. So for sake of remembering, you can understand it in this way. Now we come to the second one. Doubt between third rak'at and fourth rak'at, whatever moment during the prayer it occurs, in which case one assumes the number to be four, completes the prayer and performs two rak'at sitting or one rak'at standing of a prayer of ihtiyat, and it is better that two rak'at sitting are performed.
Now it is between 3 and 4. Here, at any position, except 3 and 4, all the doubts should be after completion of second session. Only between 3 and 4, the doubts before completion the second session, or after completion of second session, it is alright, will not invalidate the prayer. So, here what he says, if he cannot make up his mind and there is no possibility to think that 70-80% is there or 70-80% is four, then in this case we have to say, well, it is four, complete the prayer and have two rak'at of ihtiyat sitting or one standing. Well, it is better to have two sitting according to ihtiyat. You see, in general, one rak'at, if you pray standing, its thawab equal to two rak'at sitting. For example, if a nafilah, you can pray it while sitting. the thawab of every few rak'ah sitting will be equal to one rak'ah standing. Thawab like that. So that is why rak'ah of tahiyyat, if you do one standing, equivalent is two sitting. It is either one standing or two sitting, but now between two and three, you say it is better to be one rak'ah standing. Now between three and four, better to be two rak'ah sitting. Also one standing is possible, but better to be two sitting. Some of the ulama say there is no difference, either one standing or two sitting. But the same for ihtiyat, according to Sunnah of Al-Fajani, doubt between 2 and 3, 1 rak'at standing, doubt between 3 and 4, 2 rak'at sitting. Okay, the third type, doubt between the 2nd and 4th rak'at, which occurs after the completion of both sajdas, again, after end of both sajdas, in which case one must assume that the number is 4, complete the prayer and perform 2 rak'at standing of a prayer of ihtiyat.
The third guy is between 2 and 4. We say the 4 doubts which will invalidate the prayer between 2 and 4, if it is before completion of sajda, will invalidate the prayer. But if it is after completion of the second sajda, he has doubt. Now he doesn't know, is it second only to do the shahud and stand for third and fourth, or is it the fourth he has to do the shahud and salam? But again, he thinks wise, if he can make up his mind that most probably it is second, then he will take it as second. But if he says most probably it is fourth, then he will take it as fourth, completing the prayer, and the prayer is alright. But if his doubt remains, after thinking wise, still he don't know, second or fourth rak'at. Now, always the rule is to have intention of the more many things. He will practically regard it as four, and after completion of the prayer, will bring two rak'at standing of ihtiyat.
So we have to
see
the niyyah of prayer
over here? Yes, after saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you do not tear your face, you just stand, and again say, I pray. I mean, intention is like that. You don't say it by tongue. You are not allowed to say it by tongue. Just have intention that I pray one rak'at of ihtiyat, or with Allah Ta'ala, or two rak'at of ihtiyat, or if it is while sitting, you say one rak'at, and you say Allahu Akbar or Takbirat al-Ihram. And you recite Surah Hamd alone, not other surah, for Allah Ta'ala, the man is not there, only Hamd alone. In rak'at of ihtiyat, because rak'at of ihtiyat is instead of third rak'at, we say the third rak'at either you recite Subhaniyat or Hamd alone. So here, look at the ihtiyat is Hamd alone, then you go to and two sujood, then the shahud and salam. Or if it is two rak'at standing, rakuu sujood and again you stand, you recite Surah Hamd, there is no qunut, you go for rakuu and two sujood and the shahud and salam. Yes, but here we say in rak'at of ihtiyat, you should not do something which invalidates your prayer. Now if you say it by tongue, saying any extra word by tongue, naturally will invalidate the prayer. Not more like saying additional words. When you say, I pray to rak'at, this is not dhikr, this is not Quran, this is not du'a. So if you say, I pray to rak'at ihtiyat, this is saying an additional word, any prayer which is not allowed. That is why it should be by heart. But for other prayers, if you say it by tongue, you have not started the prayer. Then it is okay. You have not started. You have not said Allahu Akbar. So you can say that, I pray two rak'at morning prayer, wajib qurbatan ala Allah ta'ala. Then you say Allahu Akbar as takbirat al-ihram. Yeah, here because one is still in a prayer and he is not allowed to do something which invalidates the prayer, he is in continuation of his prayer. If he is in continuation, he cannot say like ruku' and sujood. There should be intention of ruku' and sujood, but before going to ruku' he said, I will do ruku' of prayer, then prayer will be bothered. So in my heart, if you know, if you are performing ruku', you are performing sujood, you are performing tashahhud. So by heart you know that you are performing one rak'at ihtiyat standing, or two rak'at sitting, or two rak'at standing, and so on.
No
qunut, no qunut. In a state of third and fourth. In a third and fourth, there is no surah, no qunut. No qunut, no surah.
What about
the rest? The rest is on, I mean, surah hamd is started, ruku', normal, sujood to sajda, normal. If two rak'at and you stand for the second rak'at, and then after ruku' and two sajdah you do tashahud and salam. If it is one rak'at, then you do tashahud and salam after one rak'at. So we come to the fourth, doubt between 2, 3, and 4. Again occurring after the completion of the sajdatain, the two sajdahs. In which case one must assume that the number is 4, complete the prayer, and first perform 2 rak'at standing, and then 2 rak'at sitting of prayer of ihtiyat.
Here is between 2, 3, and 4. We don't know, is it 2nd rak'at, 3rd rak'at, or 4th rak'at? And this is again after completion the 2 sajdahs. Because you say 2 and more before completion will invalidate the prayer. So here, if you don't know naturally, if you think it's 2nd, then you will walk accordingly. If you think it's 3rd, then accordingly. If you 4, you will practice accordingly. But if still his doubt remains, what he will do, he will say from the maximum number, he says it might be 4, and he needs at the end 2 rak'at standing and 2 sitting. Why? It's easy to imagine. If it was 2nd rak'at in knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how many rak'at is shorting? 2. Then he brought 2 standing. If it was 3 rak'at in knowledge of Allah, how many rak'at is short? 1. He needs 2 sitting for 1. It's easy to understand. 2 rak'at standing, 2 rak'at sitting. No, no. 3 and 4, it's a better to be sitting. 3 and 4, better to be sitting. Here also, 3 and 4 is even better to be sitting. It cannot be standing. Here cannot. Therefore, at the upper here it cannot.
So, it's now easy, I think, to remember. Fifth, doubt between 4 and 5 occurring after the completion of both sajdahs, when one must assume the number to be 4, complete the prayer, and then perform the 2 sajdahs of sajdah sahw as will be explained. So here again,
between 4 and 5. Now we complete the 2 sajdahs, then fifth, now we don't know whether he did more than the 5th rak'at or the 4th rak'at. If he is sure, if it is 5 rak'at, sure 100%, majority of the prayer is valid because he has added rukun to it. 1 rukun is rukun, 2 sujood is rukun. If he is sure, if it is 4, majority, it will work accordingly. If he has doubt, no, that 80% of the same might be 4, then he will work according to his possibility. But if he still remains in doubt, he don't know. still at the end after 10 years, we don't know whether it was 4 or 5. Here it says he states that inshallah it is 4 and only for this doubt he do 2 sajdays a week. Two sentences. This is, as Mr. Ayman said, still white city. Now we come to number 6. Yes, then it is okay, nothing. Even if it's 8,000, nothing. Completed as 4 and 6. If it is still doubtful, then 2 sajdays, so how is that? Now, 6th type, doubt between whether one is performing the 4th or 5th rak'at, which occurs during qiyam, standing. Number 5th was while sitting. Here is while standing. In which case, one sits so that the doubt becomes a doubt between 3 and 4 rak'at, occurring after the sajdatain, and one assumes the number to be 4 and recites the tashahud and salam, and then performs 2 rak'at sitting or 1 rak'at standing, and due to the uncalled for qiyam perform 2 sajdah of sahw.
Here between 4 and 5, why sitting? Or as I say, after 2 sajdahs. Now, again, between 2 and 5, why standing?
4 and 5,
yes. For example, he completed 2 sajdahs and he stood up. He thought that might be 4, he stand up to make the 4, then he remembered, oh, 4 already was done, probably. And now he is standing, he is making the 5th one. So his doubt is between 4 and 5. We don't know whether this is 4th rak'at or this 5th rak'at extra, and he is standing, not quite sitting. Now if he is standing, he sits down. When he sits down, what will happen? If it was 5th for standing, naturally if he sits, it becomes 4th. What I can't say. If it was 4th, naturally by standing, it becomes 3rd. So 4 and 5 will change to 3 and 4. When he sits, his doubt will change to 3 and 4. For 3 and 4, what can we do? The same thing. 2 while sitting, and because an extra standing he has, 2 sajdays sahw. Is this clear?
Four or five.
Yes. Now it might be 5, might be 4. In his standing. If it is 4, he has to recite Subhaniya and complete his prayer. If it is 5, then he has his extra, he has to sit and recite Tashahud and Salah. Yes. He's while standing, when he has doubt, naturally he should stop reciting. Immediately stop, of course. In doubt, he has to stop and think. So he stops and starts thinking. Now he still cannot make up his mind whether it's 4 or 5. Now what he should do? He should sit. No. He was just standing, he just sit down. That right as which he is standing, he will omit it by sitting.
So now if it was, if he was standing for the fifth, when he sits, what it will become? Become the fourth one. And in that rak'ah he was standing to make it the fourth, while sitting means it is the third rak'ah after two sits. So when he breaks his standing, it will change from 4 and 5 into 3 and 4. Is this going to be clear or should I repeat? It's clear. So now, it is between 3 and 4. 3 and 4 we say 2 rak'ah sitting or 1 standing. Better 2 rak'ah ihtiyat of sitting. And because he has an additional standing that he broke it. So he needs two steps to himself for that.